Thank you. Greetings, friends. The book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible, chapter 6, tells us some of the great things that God was promised to do by his covenant with Moses in connection with deliverance of the children of Israel from their bondage down in Egypt. They were there a picture of you and me as unconverted individuals. In other words, as sinners in the sight of God. We were in bondage to sin. We were born on the Broadway. We were serving with hard rigor the things of this world. And we were energized and led on, although we didn't think it, and we perhaps wouldn't believe it now, but the Word of God shows it clearly, by satanic influence. Satan is a deceiver. He is not someone with horns and red and a tail. He's an angel of light. An angel of light. He makes us think we're doing things of our own will. He makes us think we're doing things right. If we have a little bit of truth out of the scriptures, then we can build a great mountain out of our own minds and out of our own heads as to what we ought to do and how we ought to please God, instead of taking what the Bible says is the only way we can please God. So we needed deliverance from all of this, from the world and its false ways. Not everything in the world is corrupt. There's some great things in this world, and there's great things that people do in this world. It's not all corrupt, but as sinners we are, we're born in sin. The Bible says we're shapen in iniquity, and we just simply sin because it's our nature to respond to lusts and deception and trials. And we just, when we're tempted, well, there's something in our flesh that responds to it, and we want to do it. And the likelihood is we'll just yield to it, and we will do it. Yield not to temptation, the old hymn used to say. For temptation is sin. Each victory will help you, some other to win. But we're not too faithful in carrying that out. Especially as sinners, we respond to the lusts of the flesh and the desires of the heart and mind. And we want to fulfill them. We want to satisfy them. But God here says, I am the Lord. He's the one who is over. I am Jehovah. I am the Eternal One. I am the one that's near you. I am with you. And he says here what things he will do in verse 6, just to repeat them for a good foundation for today's reading of verse 7. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, he's speaking to Moses, I am the Lord, and I will. The I wills of this verse. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will rid you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. I will bring you out. I will rid you out of their bondage. I will redeem you. And this is what he'll do for every person in this world, the human family, that wants to be saved, that wants to know the Lord Jesus, that wants to know God, that wants to live in this world, and then go on to be with the Lord in the next. The greatest and noblest ambition of any heart and soul is to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. He's the only one who can deliver us from the power of sin and the lust of sin. The only one who can deliver us from the penalty of our sins. For he died to redeem us. We're redeemed if we've trusted Christ at all. We're redeemed by his own precious blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. I will bring you out. I will rid you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm. That arm has never lost a soul yet. And with great judgment. And now verse 7 gives us some more I wills. And I will take you to me for a people. How wonderful. This is exactly what the Lord Jesus came into the world to do. He brought salvation so that out of the host of individuals, the humans in this world, whosoever will be taken by the Lord Jesus and made a people of his own. In other words, the church, universal, composed of every true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ on the earth, alive at any given time. I will take you to me for a people. Oh, how great. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. They that believed the word of the day of Pentecost, they were baptized. And there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread and of prayers. They were gathered to the Lord Jesus Christ, gathered in his name. They didn't take any other name. There isn't any name given to the New Testament church except the name and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And then it says in verse 7, and I will be to you a God. Oh, yes. I will be to you a God. A personal God. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose knows the Lord Jesus as a personal Savior. Is able to tell his friends, his companions, his loved ones, the Lord Jesus is my Savior. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Because Paul writes in the epistles that the Holy Spirit enters the individual that trusts Christ, and he indwells them. And he leads and guides them into all truth. He magnifies the Lord. This is the power of the Holy Spirit in the individual believer. I will be to you a God. Oh, my friends, to know the Lord Jesus is with you every moment of your life. You depend on him. You ask him for guidance. You talk with him. You speak with him. You pray to him. He's a constant companion. Do you know this great fellowship? Personal. Personally with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know him as your Savior? He'll be with you. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, he says. I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. Yes, experimentally, in your own daily life, in all of the vicissitudes of life. Not a God afar off, not a God who's asleep, a God who doesn't see what you're doing, a God that's not interested in what men and women live today as if there were no God. Not all, of course. Many precious souls have trusted Christ. And they know what it is to live in fellowship with God. We would to God that every man, woman, and child of God-conscious age knew and had received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and lived in constant fellowship with him day, morning, noon, and night, week in and week out, not just on Sunday. Oh, my friend, to live a life with God and a life for God is the only life that gives satisfaction and joy and peace and comfort. And then you look forward to the day when the Lord will have you with him forever. I go to prepare a place for you, he said in John chapter 14, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Isn't that one? I will take you to be to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord, which bringeth you out from under the burden of the Egyptians, from the burden, the sorrow, the sin, the degradation of this world. And it's full of it now. Corruption everywhere, that the Lord can deliver you out of it, just as he delivered the children of Israel out of the bondage of sin and slavery down in Egypt. So can he do with you today and with me in this world that's cast him out. And verse 8, and I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abram, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will bring you into the land. By and by he's going to take us out of this world to be with himself. For Paul writes in the First Thessalonians chapter 4, for the Lord shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ, their bodies will be raised. First, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, my friends, here is the hope that's an anchor to the soul. Here is the assurance of the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as he said here, I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I promised. The promised land was a picture of heaven. An Old Testament picture of heaven. Are you going there, friends? If you are, then you must trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He has prepared the way, and he says, I am that way, the truth and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, friends, don't miss the Savior. Miss every way under the sun, but don't miss the Savior. Father, bless thy word. We thank thee for it, and how clear and simple and plain it is. We thank thee we can understand some of it. And we ask thy blessing upon it to every soul in our great United States, our president, the rulers and authorities, every great man in authority. O God, our Father, may our country again raise its head in righteousness. Bless the nations of earth, and may peace reign. And may, our Father, the gospel be spread from shore to shore, and precious souls by the multitude trust Christ and be on their way to that heavenly place he has gone to prepare. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we do pray. Amen.